Hey fans, this is Tony, and I just wanted to say sorry for all of the mistakes in the last show from the artists and the CDs and all that I screwed up with. No, I was not drunk, and a very special thanks to Matt, who actually caught all of those mistakes. You see, I was distracted by Kristen. Cover art. Did you see it? Also, I know many of you are wondering about the Renaissance Festival Awards. We are still hard at work, so sit back and enjoy this Renaissance Festival podcast, show number 203, not the Renaissance Festival Awards.
Today's show is brought to you by the Celtic invasion of the Highlands of Scotland. Are you ready for the adventure of a lifetime? When you join Mark Gunn on a Celtic invasion vacation, you aren't packed in a bus like sardines. You're not desperately racing from one overcrowded tourist site to another. Instead, you will relax and savor the land like a local as you experience our motto, good food, good drink, and good company. In June 2013, you can see the Highlands of Scotland as we raid the countryside of Inverness before descending on Stirling. There will be music and excitement like you've never seen before with Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasion of Scotland. Join the invasion today at CelticInvasion.com.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I'm Tony Artem.
And I'm Joe Haydu.
And the first song you heard was Scarsbrough from the Rosewood Guild for Forever and a Day. So how's it going, Joe?
I've been doing real well, Tony. It's still very sandy out here, But I managed to track down a haggis, and we cooked it, and it's absolutely delicious. Don't let anybody tell you differently. So I'm continuing to be as much into the Renaissance scene as is feasible out here.
That sounds quite wonderful, Joe. How about we get back into the music? Next up, The Wizard by Cantiga from Once Upon a Time. Thank you.
And that was Hail to the Heroes by Almanac from their album, the Sub-Zero Sessions EP.
And before that, Fairy Tale Waltz by Mark Gunn from Hearts Erase. And before that, Dance of the Darkness by Blackmore Knight from Autumn Sky.
And before that was Lady Fairy by the Brobdingnagian Bards from Marked by the Great Size.
This bloody dungeon will be the death of me. Good thing I have the Renaissance Festival news to listen to.
News. Twig the Fairy has written a new book called Twig the Fairy and the Goblin Masquerade. It is now out. And I have had a chance to read her new book. And once again, she has done an unbelievable job. Stunning pictures, a brilliant story. And yes, there are unicorns and goblins in it. And of course, there is a life lesson within the book, along with a tea party. So if you enjoy Twig the Fairy, or you have enjoyed all of her other books, which would be two others plus a coloring book now, I can highly recommend this book, Twig the Fairy and the Goblin Masquerade. In fact, Twig was nice enough to have a little contest for all of you listeners out there. So, I have in my hands here at the castle a signed copy of Twig the Fairy and the Goblin Masquerade, signed by Twig. And this is what we're going to do for the contest. You're going to have to email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Put contest in the subject line. Put your name and mailing address and the answer to this question. When did Twig the Fairy first appear at a Renaissance festival? Again, when did Twig first appear at a Renaissance festival? Of the people who write in with the correct answer, we'll take all of those correct answers and select one winner, and you will receive a signed copy of Twig the Fairy and the Goblin Masquerade, the brand new book that Twig just put out at the beginning of this year, and you'll get it. One winner for this great, stunning book, another delightful story written by Twig. And if you want to get your hands on a copy of it or any other cool Twig merchandise, all you got to do is go to her website, twigthefairy.com. In the coming weeks, I also have received another book. This book is called The Original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, the 50th Jubilee. That's right, the original California Pleasure Fair is turning 50 this year, and they have put a book together about the first 50 years of their festival. I will have an upcoming review about it shortly in an upcoming episode. And another book that I have received also is called Scenes from a Fair. And this is a picture book about different photos that were taken in the early days of the Renaissance Festival from all over different Renaissance festivals. They're fun and quite interesting. And I will also have a review on that book in a later episode as well. Great news for fans in the Renaissance festivals who live in the Pacific Northwest. Oregon Renaissance Festival is going to be starting. It's a brand new festival that we just found out about. So if you're in the Oregon area, you got a Renaissance Festival to go to. And that will be happening later in the fall. You can find out more by Googling Oregon Renaissance Festival. and finding it that way. I'm sure you all have heard about Richard III by now and how he was found, so I won't go into much detail, since a lot of you probably know about that news. On February 8th, the Icicle Festival took place, the very first fairy festival of this year. It was the second most coolest festival in both worlds, and was lots of fun with music and snow and ice and good food and good drinks. Matt has finally gotten around to putting up his Sherwood Forest Fair photos from last year when we sent him out there for interviews, so you can see all of his Sherwood Forest Fair photos on our Facebook page. The Dregs and 4 Point Shy is going to be making a live CD together, but they need your help to pull it off. You can find their project through Kickstarter or through the Dregs page or through 4 Point Shy or any one of their band members. There's also a link on our Facebook page directing you right to their Kickstarter campaign. And if you can help out, please do. And if they pull this CD together, we hope that they send us a copy and we will play a track or two on the show for you, on an upcoming show for you. And we have Mark news. Mark has put out his new CD, Not Every Day is St. Patrick's. So if you're looking for a new CD from Mark, it is now out. So go to his website, markgun.com, for all of the wonderful details on that awesome album. We are looking for more minions to join us in support of this podcast. You can find out all about it at renaissancefestivalmusic.com/join. And if you can help out, it would really go a long, long ways to support this podcast. Also, if you're looking for advertisements, we are looking to promote people and businesses as little as $5 per month. And you can find out more about it at renaissancefestivalmusic.com/about/advertise. Also, we are looking into character interviews, doing more character interviews. As many of you know, we have interviewed an elf before. We, of course, have interviewed Twig. But we are looking to do more character interviews. If you have a favorite character interview that you would like us to interview, or better yet, have Matt interview, drop us a line, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Also, in the very early stages, but we have a potential minion invasion, so stay tuned to find out all about the juicy details about a minion invasion to a Renaissance festival. We have also been made aware that some of our email information, the music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, has not been working for some reason, so we ask that you please go to the website if you're trying to contact us and make sure the address, the email address you're sending information to on contacting us is music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Check the website, make sure the addresses match, and send us all of the stuff you want to send us. So if you have any news, you can always email it to us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, or you can post it on our Facebook page. And that has been the news for this week. And now, back to somewhere else in the castle. Next up, The Butcher Set by Telemore from Wild and Wicked Young. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Spirit of Rhythm by Cast in Bronze from Best Day Ever. And I have to say, there's a bunch of my favorite bands in this show. This is a really good playlist.
And that was Casimar by Circo Palingo from Roseland. Before that, The Shores of Kinsale by David Arkenstone from The Spirits of Ireland.
And before that was Plantexi Irwin by Sarah Marie Mullen from We Brought the Summer With Us.
And we're here at the end of another Renaissance Festival podcast. Soon we will have the Renaissance Festival Awards. I'm not even going to give you a tease as to who won. So you'll be able to find that out very, very soon and see if your favorites have won. As always, you can always contact us by calling the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. Or you can email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Or you can write to us on our Facebook page. Also, if you would like to help financially support this podcast, you can go to our website and click on Join. And there's a bunch of different minion levels that you can choose from. And also, if you're an advertiser, you can find out all the information over on our website. And that is renaissancefestivalmusic.com. So, Joe, do you have anything else you would like to say to our fans? Any words of wisdom or anything like that?
Well, I guess all I can say to the fans is I'm not going to be making it to any of the fairs for another couple months, so if you're at a fair, have a beer and a turkey leg for me.
And last up is Percussion Marmalade by Big Drum Sounds from Big Drum Sound. And that will do it for us this time. Tune in next time.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.